So what kind of response are you getting from your video submissions? Are you getting auditions from your submissions? Are you getting some kind of feedback from your submission? Maybe somebody's responding to your submission. Or are you getting crickets? Yikes. I've got some tips that are going to help you get auditions from your submissions on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. How are you? I hope you're having a good day. I think I'm having a pretty good day today. The sun is shining and I'm here with you. What could be better? This is so much fun for me. Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. This is the podcast and the video that I call Podio, all about the business of acting, from show business to acting tips and everything in between. I'm a casting director with the McCorkle Group in New York. It's so good that you are here. It's so good that you're on board with today's episode. We're going to talk about what you can do, some really good tips to get your submissions some kind of attention and possibly even getting you some auditions from those submissions. That's the big news today. But this is that moment of the podcast where I want to say thank you so much for joining us at Casting Actors Cast. Please do me a favor. Go to castingactorscast.com. Take a look at the website. There are some past episodes. Also, if you fill out the form that says dive into the talent pool, all I need is your name and your email address, but you can also leave me a note. You can leave me a question that I like could answer here on the podcast. If you do that, it opens up a free downloadable PDF book on voiceover work called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. This is absolutely free of charge just by checking out the website. Also, we are on Patreon, and it would be really amazing if you could show your support for this podcast. I've been doing it for about 2 years now and some change, and the response has been amazing. But you know what? I would certainly love to have the opportunity to improve the technical stuff, to improve the video portion of the patio, the podcast video, and a portion of any proceeds to Patreon are going to go to Actors Equity Fights AIDS. So there's a portion that's going to go to contributing, but I could use your support to continue these podcasts. So if you've gotten some nice information, if you've gotten some help, I'm only talking about, you know, commit to $1 a month or $3 or $5, whatever you could do as we move forward, like swimming through Jell-O with this coronavirus. It would really mean a lot to show your support and help establish and continue to grow this wonderful community of like-minded actors who want to be better. Also, this is that moment in the podcast where I want to give my shout out to my really cool, good friends at Actors Connection. This is a wonderful organization that provides online workshops, classes, seminars, intensives, really all kind of amazing program. But I also want to put in a plug for the classes I'll be teaching starting up in September. So if you go to Actors Connection, you can see that I'm doing some workshops. One workshop called From Stage to Screen. The other workshop is on doing some voiceover work. So please, it'd be cool to have you join some classes, and I'd love to give you some feedback and work with you. And that's kind of how it works. I give my shout out to Actors Connection, and they, of course, promote my work at their facility. So there you are. That's all of the housekeeping I need to do today. So let's jump into the subject at hand, shall we? So we're going to talk today about submissions that get you auditions. As I said in the tease, what kind of responses are you getting? And the reason that I wanted to bring this up today is because I know that I can provide you some top tips and including a few bonus tips that you're going to get at the end of this video. So I'm asking you to stay tuned to listen to that special bonus tip as well. But the reason I wanted to do this today was because we put out a breakdown, breakdown services, actors access, for a project that we're doing for the Connecticut Repertory Theater. They are doing a Zoom production of It's a Wonderful Life. And so we're looking for actors who can do many, many voices, who, of course, we all know It's a Wonderful Life, right? So we put that shout out as a breakdown, and we got a tremendous response. Well over 2,000 actors submitted to us through their agents, and additionally, another, I don't know, several thousand people who saw, and were able to self-submit as well. So we are, we being the staff at McCorkle Casting, we are combing through every submission to see who might be right for this cast. Now, for all of those amazing submissions, I can tell you right away that not only are my eyes falling out of my head looking at all this material, but also it's amazing how many little tiny things will actually kind of make me dismiss an actor. And it's not because you're not talented. It's because I have a very specific focus of what I'm looking for. And so the point of wanting to give you tips today is to help you take a look at what we do and how we look at submissions so that your submissions can be better. I hope that makes sense. Now, when we talk about submissions, there are several different methods that are out there, right? And I'm sure you're familiar with many of them. The one I'm talking about is Actors Access, also put out by the same company that does what's called Breakdown Services. And Breakdown, they take the breakdowns from casting directors and they submit them everywhere to every agent, every rep, every manager, as well as, if we choose, putting it out to actors who do not have representation. That's Actors Access. Now, you know, if you're not on Actors Access, and what are you waiting for? Because it's a free service, and you can go online, you can upload your resume and your picture, and it's really an amazing tool for casting directors. But there are other methods for casting that are going on out there. You might be familiar with Backstage, for example. The well-known publication now has an audition section that you can go ahead and submit your materials through. So going to Backstage and looking at those opportunities that are out there, you can go ahead and submit yourself for those projects. And then, of course, there are other platforms that are out there. There's Frontier Casting, there's Acting Network, there's also Direct Requests, right? You might have a contact with a casting director, or a casting director might be familiar with your work. And so, you know, the casting director is going to send an email to you and say, hey, we're doing this project. Would you please consider submitting for it? So what happens is those submissions come in, and our job as casting directors is to comb through all of those submissions to really look based on what we know we need for this project. So we have a filter system in our heads. And what we do is go through all of those submissions to see, is this a good match? Is this talent a good match for our project? And we go through every resume. We look at every picture. And those are the things that I need to talk to you about. Some of the tips that can help you with various projects that you're submitting for. Okay? So, first of all, the first thing for you to do when you are ready to submit something is put yourself in our shoes. I know it's easy to say, right? But in reality, if we have a project like, let's say, It's a Wonderful Life, and we're looking for 4 or 5 actors to play 25 or 30 characters, that means we need actors who have the kind of talent and personality and energy and can do several different roles in a radio play kind of format. Now, this is going to be done on Zoom, but it is an equity contract. So there you have it. Those are the parameters. So when you see a submission like that, I can really tell from the submissions, those who have scrutinized the character breakdown, and the character breakdown is what we give out for actors and agents to read and then submit themselves. It's just information about the characters we're looking for. And there's a big swath of information on those breakdowns. Very specific information, but also a lot of general information. Like, we're not 100% sure whether the characters are going to be male or female or transgender or people of color. We're just looking for really good actors who can do various voices. Now, if you put yourself in our shoes, think about how we would receive your information on a breakdown. So let's get a little more specific about that. And I'd like to use Actors Access as an example because I think it's pretty universal. I think it's a place that we use almost predominantly all of the time, although we do use a backstage as well. But I like Actors Access because it's a very thorough place for us to accumulate talent that we're looking for. So the first thing is, does your picture that's on Actors Access that you are submitting reflect the style, the energy, the intentions that reflect the project? Let me give you a quick example. As I'm going through all of these submissions on Actors Access, there are many actors that I know, but their picture is very reflective of them being like a serious actor. And so you get these actors in these very kind of, serious poses. I'm a serious actor. Well, guess what? It's a Wonderful Life. That's the show. And so I'm a little less inclined to want to investigate you further if I see a scowling, serious actor in a headshot. Now, that kind of makes sense, I hope. I know, it sounds superficial, doesn't it? But if I've got 2,000 submissions, believe me, I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to get through all of this material as efficiently as possible. And so your picture is that very, very first impression. So that leads me to tip number one. Do you have several different shots that you could use that reflect the energy and maybe the intention of what we are looking for in the project? If so, then now you've given yourself a really good head start at producing a, for lack of a better word, a thumbnail that looks right for our project. Does that make sense? Now, I'm not talking about typecasting and I'm not talking about branding. I'm saying that your marketing materials includes a picture that can reflect some various projects. Serious, funny, intense, Shakespearean. You know what I'm talking about. So why not have a variety of pictures that you could choose to submit that are going to be appropriate for the project? So that's tip number one. Tip number two, there are two different places on your submission that I think are oftentimes completely overlooked and not used. And the first one is the info box on the submission page. So what happens is, if we go by agent or we go by whatever filter we use, we get an entire screen full of different headshots. Now, that includes your name. That also includes some additional information, like if you have an agent. But there's a little box underneath that. And what's amazing is that a lot of actors don't participate in giving me a little bit more information about you and why you would be great for the project. For example, there were many actors who submitted that had in their little box, have done multiple voiceovers and multiple voices. Well, that's going to attract my attention because that's what I'm looking for. So now I'm going to look at your resume. Some people wrote, I'm a series regular on whatever the TV show is. That's going to be really, really helpful because now there's a working actor who's got some TV cred, and that would be really great for Connecticut Repertory Theater's Zoom production. So you see how I'm doing this is I'm assembling the pieces of this together. But that little box, don't lose the opportunity to tell me why you are really appropriate, that you're right, that you're excited that we're doing this project. We even got a couple of people that said, hi, Pat and Jeff. And of course, you know what? That made me feel great. So I clicked on that person. Now, I know it might sound like it's kind of a manipulation or whatever. I don't feel that way. I don't take it that way. I am just going with the energy that I'm given. So there's that little box on that info box. So the next part is the resume. So I'll click on the resume. It opens up. Now, Actors Access has a very difficult, it's really a pain in the ass system for uploading information from your resume into their format. And there are so many issues about that that I think are not problematic, but I don't think actors spend enough time or enough care in updating their resume into the appropriate format. Here's a couple of things I'd love for you to think about. So this is under tip number two, your resume. So we talked about your picture. Well, this is actually tip number three now, right? We talked about the little box of info right under your picture. And then the next one is your resume itself. Here's the thing. The resume is a one-page advertisement about you. And so included in your resume has to be information that gets me into your professional life. And the way that that happens is I look at your credits. And so how you list your credits are in the order of what you perceive is the most important thing. So, for example, if you're pursuing a film and television career, but you don't have a lot of credits, that's okay. Maybe you've got some professional theater credits, then put your theater credits first. If you are pursuing a film and television career and maybe you've done a couple of films, or then, you know what? Then film and television goes at the top. So as we scan your resume, and believe me, we don't read every word on a resume. This is an important tip. As we scan your resume, what jumps out at us are the things that we are using as a filter for the project. So if we're looking for It's a Wonderful Life and we're looking for a lot of different character voices, then I'm scanning a resume to look for actors who've played a lot of different characters. Maybe I'm looking for somebody who's done, has an extensive voiceover list. Maybe they have worked at a theater that we've cast. Maybe we know that actor and we know their work. So they're all kind of tip-offs. But let me tell you what I've seen on some of these submissions. And it's not good. There are a lot of actors who are listing the role, sorry, the play, if they're doing a theater piece, the play, the role, and the person they worked with. Now, on first glance, that might seem like that was appropriate. But guess what? It doesn't tell me the theater that you worked at. I need that information for theater. I do. I don't necessarily need to know the producer's name of your film, but if it was released film, then that would be another piece of information, and then who directed it. But why are actors leaving out where they worked? That seems either suspect or just not that smart. So please do yourself a favor. Scrutinize the resume on Actors Access so that you can really make sure it has all of the information that I need to do my job. Would you please do that? I know it sounds like I'm being a little condescending about it. I don't mean to. I hope that you're finding that this is really helpful because that's my desire. I want to help you get jobs. I want to help you get work. And the only way that your submission is going to get work is if I respond positively to what you're giving me. So make sure you list the theaters. Also, please, if you really have a special skill, something interesting, something unique, something fun, something that is vital, please make sure you include it. Now, this is an important note about that. Now, I've done podcasts on resumes, so I go in much more detail on those other podcasts. But I just want to say, if you've got a special skill and you are confident that that is a skill that you can do on command, then please make sure you include it on your resume. You're a very unique person. You're a unique talent. You're a creative individual. Give me some of those additional pieces of information because it just makes a difference. In the example about It's a Wonderful Life that I've been talking about, those people who had listed puppetry, well, you know, that has my attention. Does that make sense? So here's the bonus. At the bottom of your resume is another box of information that you can include. So the bonus tip is please use that box at the bottom of your resume to include your website. An easy peasy cut and paste or link to your website. Because I can't tell you how many times I saw that the actor can do voiceovers. I don't see any voiceovers on the resume. So I click on, and it takes me right to their website. I click on their media, and now I'm listening to their voiceover reel. Big thumbs up. So use that spot on the bottom of your resume to give me your website. That way I can get the additional information. And if I'm that motivated to find out more about you, then I am definitely going to pay more attention to your work. And there's a higher likelihood that I'm going to bring you in for an audition. Wow. Lots of information there today. I hope you stayed for the bonus point. Please let me know what you thought of this episode by going to castingactorscast@gmail.com, or you can leave me a message at the website, castingactorscast.com. Thanks again. We'll see you next week. Please tell your friends about the podcast, will you? It means a lot to me. Thanks.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.